2:30 and out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hold that L, Boxback, or should I say hold those L's, man. The 230 L's that you guys currently hold, man. And the 230 wins that I have, motherfucker. Two Marines in one day. Peppo got punked on video. Mike Steele did not even show up. And Temple didn't show up either. Marines, man, Planet Fitness, they got their ass beat. I'm still the UPS champion of the world. Eight years, baby. June 1st, 2011, man. UPF pound for pound champion Charlie Zelenoff, your host today. What's up, everybody?
I'm the talk. Right now is LeBron James signing with the Lakers, man. Hey, listen, man, I can't wait to see the Lakers put another banner, win the title, and obliterate those fucking faggot-ass Warriors. You know, Los Angeles Lakers are the true team of California, the team that, you know, the face of the NBA, you know, the most popular team of all time. And but anyways, we'll talk about that later. Boxing. 229 was one of the best wins of my career. The recording was not you know the best, but that's not my fault. Obviously, I took care of that Marine. I hit him with the killer six, and he was done. He was just about he was finished. Like his feet gave out, and you know all these retards. I know a lot of haters. You know they always say that they don't care. Nobody cares. Well, if you don't care, then why are you listening right now? And why, if you don't care, why are you watching? Why are you watching my fights? Like, you know, I don't watch this retard troll TV, but on the side, you can see he had the thumbnail of me hitting that Marine for the win 230. And, you know, let's talk about how I almost countered the forfeits versus Tempo and Mike Sale, and then I realized, I'm like, if I'm going to count these, then I'm going to have to count how Rudy Gonzalez forfeit, how Wilder forfeit, you know, how all the other ones. But thing is this, 229, the speed of that, it's just way too much hand speed. And, you know, power, amazing, the most power, way more power than Tyson, no doubt about it, but the hand speed is what makes me the GOAT. That hand speed is second to none. That hand speed that I have, it is just, it's out of this world, out of the realm of this fucking world, just fucking inhuman, literally, inhuman being thrown by a human, man. It's just, that's, what else can I say? And I'm proud to say that I'm Charlie Zelenoff, the best boxer of all time, and I can't wait to defend my title in a few weeks, or maybe even a few days, we'll see, whenever I decide. But it's going to be great to get 231 and, you know, get put another one in the history books. I'm 7 days away from 300, a number that's never been reached by no fighter. They didn't think I was going to get to 100, no, and I did. They didn't think I was going to get to 200, I did. Now there's doubters about 300. Well, they're going to see it to believe it. And no matter what the taste of that humble pie is, they're going to have to eat it. So, Charlie's on off number one, man. But, let's see, let's start with probably the most, I don't even know what to start with. Yeah, there's some retarded guy named Tempo, some random guy. He came over, I punked him on the stairs, you know, long story short, and, then I got so fed up with this retard, I literally called him up and said, hey, Let's do the 29th. He agreed. And he never came. And then I just, me and the homie were just cruising around, going to get some weed and everything. And we see some Tempo, some people that knew him, some like acquaintances, friends. More, they hate him now, but they were congratulating me for my wins and how I punked him and everything. And they said that guy's a joke. He's just a prankster. He just was attention. He's attention whore. YouTube troll. That's who he is, you know. And that's why he would never come up the stairs. And then a lot of haters asked me, how come you didn't come down the stairs? Well, for one, he initiated the fight. He came to me. Why do I have to? And I'm the champion. The challenger never calls the shot. You people are fucked in the head. I'm the champion. If I want to fight on the roof, we have to fight on the roof. If I want to fight there, we're going to fight there. If I'm going to fight there, we're going to fight there. I told him, come up. If you're so fucking tough, he's crazy Tempo. 1 second, he was saying that, first second, it's literally all in the video. He's like, I don't give a fuck about cops. I don't care if I get arrested. And then 30 seconds pass, he goes, man, Charlie wants me to fight him in his house. But what if the cops come? But you just said that you don't care about the cops. And then 30 seconds later, you say, what if the cops come? Which one is it? Boom, exposed. Tempo's mentally ill. I would kill this guy in the ring. There hasn't been a death in the ring in a while, but there will be if me and him box. And I will gladly kill him in the ring. He harassed my family, my neighbors, which some of my neighbors are my friends. I will gladly, happily murder him and take his life and send it to hell inside a boxing ring. I will gladly do that, but he doesn't want to do it. He just wants to get me arrested. He wants me to beat his ass, like, you know, with fists, so I can go to jail. And that's exactly what his old former buddies told me. It's a trap from the haters. The guy has no pedigree. He's not a Marine. He's not a fighter. He's nobody, period. Just some Joe Schmo, some random Joe. That's it. And Mike Seal. Anyways, Mike Seal said he was going to be there Sunday. He went into my stream. We got into the whole thing. Like, you know, Frank Stea does it with me. Me and Mike Seal got into that, like, Skype, you know? Like, and he said, I'll be there Sunday. I'm like, all right, bitch. Was outside today multiple times. He wasn't there. You know? Now I don't give a fuck. Now I just, you know. They called me and about the Barbosa thing, and literally the day before Tempo came over, and they warned me. They said, if you do this shit again, you're going to jail. That's why I didn't hit him on the when he was outside. That's why I wanted to hit him next to my door. I had no choice but call him to my house. He still bitched out of that. So if the champ knuckles up and says, "Hey, bitch, let's go." And you just stand there like an idiot and don't do shit, then you bitch out. That's it. If I came to somebody's house and they called me out to walk up if they called me out to walk up to them, I would definitely do it. He didn't do it because he's a bitch. Anyways, 228 was a great win. You know, the guy put both of his gloves on. So let me ask you haters this. When the opponents put on both of the gloves and I still kicked their ass, why do you still complain? And these retards talk about, oh, Charlie just beats people up, he just punches people, blah, blah, assault, what assault, you fucking retards. I literally filmed how I came up to a guy, and I said, do you want to box full out, 100%? And I exposed this whole trickery crap. I made videos, a video of me. Not just the opponent was a soldier from Peru, and he, I said out loud, no light sparring. What, you expect every single fight for me to say, no light sparring? I don't need to do that shit. Come on, man. And guess what? They still ran their mouth. I said, no light sparring. And then even more, the cameraman, he goes, don't hurt him. And like, oh wow, the guy I was fighting, the soldier that I obliterated, was standing like right next to me, like very close to me. He could hear everything. He's like, don't hurt him. And I answer, I have to. It's boxing. So what do you bitches have to say about that? But it's just one fight. You got to do it every fight. No, I don't. It's every fight. Every fight, I win fair and square. All right? And a lot of the guys I beat know who I am, and they know the whole game that the haters are trying to play. They're trying to say that all my wins are unfair, you know, or most of my wins are unfair. That's why, like you hear sometimes, or when I beat a guy up, he says, like, shit, like, oh, what the fuck? I didn't know you're going to go this hard. Or I already explained that. You know, they see me by looking at me. Yes, I'm a tall, lanky middleweight. You know, I got a lot of reach, height. I'm a big middleweight, but you can't tell that I hit this fucking hard. Like, by looking at me, can you tell that I hit harder than Tyson? I do. I hit a lot harder than him. I proved I hit harder than Wilder. We literally had an exchange in the ring, and I won that exchange, where as he flew, my punch was obviously harder. I had more leverage on the punch. I had it was more speed and power. It was better. Obviously, I hit Wilder better than he hit me in the ring. I beat Wilder. So, yeah. So I'm like the size of Thomas Hearns, Ray Robinson, except I'm better than both of them combined. No. Yeah, by looking at me, you can't tell that I hit that fucking hard. And that's why a lot of these guys, no matter what size they are, you know, especially the heavyweights or the cruiserweights, you know, as soon as they get hit with this kind of power, they're shocked. They're like, what the fuck? They don't know what. No, they're shocked that I'm a middleweight that hits like a goddamn heavyweight. That's why they say the things they say. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's not because I tricked them. You get what I'm saying? It's because I hit so goddamn hard. They don't know what the fuck to say. You know what I mean? Dude, you lose a lot of brain cells when you get hit with this kind of power. Trust me. Yeah, and like, if anybody has a problem, well, we can meet at a gym, and we can handle it. The whole coming to the house crap needs to stop, because when I punked this Temple dude, I mean, some lady already called the police on him, and he's going to go to fucking jail if he comes again. You know, they don't know Mike Seale yet. You know, yeah, I mean, I knocked out Shane Timmy, but that was years and years ago. And look what happened after that. I kept following that path. And I went to jail. Yeah, but like, in the gym, it's different. When you're in the gym and you hit somebody, whether it's with gloves or with knuckles, it's at the gym. You can get away with it. But when you're on the street, and plus it's a trap, a setup, and you got some haters trying to set you up, the homie said if you fucked him up in your house, like, but he was too much of a pussy to walk up the stairs, then nothing would have happened to you. And he knew that. That's why he was begging you to go down. We were like 8 feet away from each other, and I told him, I'm like, you are a bitch. I will fuck you up. He didn't do nothing. This topic is just like enough. Like, and then like a day or two passed, and I was yelling like crazy at Temp on the phone. That you couldn't even hear him talk. And then like that was not even the whole conversation. Those are just like a couple clips of what we talked for longer than that. And I said, motherfucker, come over. And he said he'll do it. And he was driving. And I'm thinking like, see, he only comes when he wants to randomly come. When I'm aware of it, he never, ever came. Never. I said, right now, I even took gloves down. I wouldn't put on the gloves. As soon as I'd see him, I'd just attack him. I've had enough of this guy. You know? That day, I just wanted to beat his ass in a law-abiding way. But now, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I got, I still have a lot to lose, but this is it, you know, fuck it. I knock him out. I don't know, whatever. If I get probation, jail time, I already did jail time. If God forbid I get jail time, I'll get out in like a couple months. And that's it. And I'll just continue living my life. So if I see him again, he's out of there. I just didn't want to hit him, you know, outside of the staircase, because I just told you I don't want to go to jail, and I still don't want to go to jail. But now it's gotten to the point where, dude, he told me something that's, you know, the guy's sick. He's like, I'm gonna continue stalking you He tells me, I'm going to continue stalking you until you hit me. That's some narc shit. That's some shit that, like, what the fuck is it? Like, what's wrong with this dude? You know what I mean? Like, what's his obsession with me? You know, it's like, the guy looked like he was starstruck that he met the fucking greatest of all time, honestly. He was punked. He was embarrassed. He was clowned. I was in a fighting stance. He didn't look like a fighter at all. He just looked like a fucking bitch. I mean, I've been in this game for 15 years, literally. I've been in this game, you know, for a long time. For, you know, literally half my life. I'm about to be 30 years old this month. And I'm telling you, when I see a motherfucker, I could tell right away who you are, what you are, what you're made of, just by looking at you. And I'm telling you, he's made of nothing. Zero. I'd hit that guy, like I said, in the ring. I would kill Temple and Mike Seal, especially Temple, in the ring. Mike Seal, if you're listening to this, me and you, anytime. At the gym. You didn't show up today? Good. Don't show up here because I'll fuck you up and we'll both get arrested. So let's do it at the gym. I'll pick time and day. Champion picks time and day. You picked Sunday. You didn't even come to your own challenge. So really, I don't even want to waste my time with anybody that I find, anybody that I'm affiliated with from the internet. Like, I found plenty of TV fighters in gyms. Joe Zawal, Deontay Wilder, I got a hold of him myself and knocked him out. Antonio Tauber came in my stream himself. I can find TV fighters at the gym. They're all at the gym anyway, working out, doing whatever, running the treadmill. Yeah, they're all at the gym. They always go to that. Barbosa. Look at Barbosa. I smashed him. I got in trouble because of that 3.5 year restraining order. Think March, April, May, June, July. Okay, so 5 months have passed. So about 3 years and 1 month. So about 3 years left on the restraining order. And but yeah, that's you know, I got to be careful. I cannot take risks. I'm not allowed to fight on the streets, or I'm not allowed to fight at all, bare knuckle, period. So it's not worth it. But gloves, oh yeah, especially when, you know, 229. They're talking about reporting my assaults. They're not assaults. They're boxing matches, and you can see in the 229th fight that the opponent agreed to fight. I mean, he's putting on gloves. He knows what he's getting into. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, one of the homies is even telling me, Charlie, you should have these motherfuckers sign a waiver that way and film them signing that waiver. That and even if they give you a fake name on the waiver, it doesn't matter. That way, if they say anything, you'll never ever go to court. You'll never go to jail. That way, boom, you'll never be none of that shit. That's a good idea. The only problem with that is if I have them sign a waiver, they're gonna get scared. They're gonna get even. It's already hard to get an opponent. We'll see. You know, me and Wilder signed waivers and contracts and all that shit. But what, every time I go fucking smash somebody at the gym, I'm gonna get a waiver. We'll see. You know, that could be a good idea. That could be something I could look into. But you know, definitely happy with the 230 right now. 4th of July coming up. You know, I got this girl Camilla. You know, we're not serious. We're just, you know, more or less fuck buddies, but we're still, I mean, open relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend. If for some retard mental Stanley, you can owe me that $9,900, and you say, hey, I paid half the bet. Well, pay me half the bet. Pay $5,000 then instead of $10,000 or $4,900, whatever the fuck. Pay half the bet then, bitch. Either way, you're gonna owe me. So, because me and her are not breaking up. We're not breaking up in August. You said August 10th? Words came out of your mouth, punk? This is it. But I'm no longer addressing your videos. If I mention him or clown him, that's, you know, but I'm not going to, like, respond to what he's saying. But yeah, definitely feels great to be the GOAT. And Charlie Zelenoff, number one. You know, undefeated. I will retire undefeated. There will never be a fighter that will give me a loss. And no matter what they do. And now this has always been the rule. UBF is all striking. Only striking counts. Whether it's gloves or knuckles, only striking counts, period. Only hands. No ground, none of that. Well, I mean, the street fight, yeah, of course, my best street fight win was that Killer Soldier, and then he grabbed my arm. He was trying to break my fucking hand, and he was trying to break my finger, and I still beat the fuck out of him. That was just an amazing win, and win for the ages, and 231 is going to be a win for the ages, and, you know, I'm not done, man. I'm just getting it started, man. This is the beginning of my prime. This is not fun. This is not the beginning of my career, obviously, because I've been doing this for a while, but this is the beginning of my prime. So those of you that are thinking, man, when's Charlie Z going to be done? Hey, man, you motherfuckers better get that popcorn ready, because I'm going to pop more and more motherfuckers in the face. I've landed over 1,000 punches. Over 1,000 punches on my opposition. And you fucking retards, you delusional, schizophrenic haters. All you can say is blah, blah, sucker punch, blah, not fair win, blah, blah, blah. What do you people do? Run your mouth. Run your fucking mouth. That's what you do. CharlieZelenov.com. Go there. See how many fights? Hey, those are just like, what, 30, 40 fights out of 230. Yeah. Put the best ones on there. CharlieZelenov.com, Vimeo.com. YouTube, they flag and shit. You know, that's why like, I change YouTube a lot. But YouTube is like, Instagram is a better website than you. YouTube is like, went downhill. YouTube kind of hit rock bottom. You know, so YouTube is like, kind of like the modern day MySpace. MySpace is completely like, nobody goes on there. People don't even... People forgot MySpace exists. At one point, it was like the most popular shit in the world. You know, MySpace no longer. That's what YouTube is now. Oh, it's good. That's what I see it becoming. Because if Charlie Z ain't there, then nothing there. You know what I'm saying? My knockout punches bring all the traffic. You know, my knockouts, my TKOs, the boxing brilliance that I bring, that's what brings all the traffic. So just remember, 231, it's going to be one for the ages. Charlie Zelenov, the golden age. The GOAT, number one pound for pound, 230-0, undefeated. And another thing, mark my words, win 231 is going to be another easy annihilation or a one-hitter quitter W for me.